You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
It's the Cooligans, stupid.
To this day, my aunt, if I'm listening to like Bad Bunny or something, she's like, I said, hand it on. Like she thinks.
he's making a comeback.
he's the only I rap in Spanish.
Yeah,
kind of in a reggae kind of way.
Sure, sure.
Reference. That's like how everything is. If you're playing any video game, it's a Nintendo.
Right,
in
right,
Latin
right.
America. Doesn't matter. PS5, mira ese Nintendo.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a guy on TikTok that does a great. He does like. There's a lot of people like this to where they immigrant parents and, you know, first generation kid or second generation kid. And essentially they're like. He has his mom or grandmother or something, and he's explaining to her. He's like, play station. She's like, play station. And he's like explaining everything, and then he goes, all right, say the full thing. PlayStation, Nintendo.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Which is a glimpse into all of our worlds right before Christmas, when my mom goes, what do we get Gabe for Christmas? And I'm like, do not get him a Nintendo unless it has the word Switch on the end of it.
And Ice Cube said, oro solido for the win.
I don't
even know. There's such diversity here.
What diversity?
I'm just saying, I don't know. We're
all going to a grown and sexy salsa party, bro.
I didn't know I was going to get an oro solido reference from a nice cold brew.
Oscar Rosales said, quiero a morir, ruled Alexis Chalmers.
Yeah.
Bro.
Let's go. All right. Well, we're happy to, you know, this is a nice exchange of cultures in the chat.
What exchange of culture? We're all shaking hands, all Latinos, and everyone else is like, I thought we were going to talk about MLS, Apple TV.
Not everybody is Latino in the chat, I assume. All right.
Huey?
Everybody's welcome.
Huey was the man. I think that was the skinny dude in DLG.
Okay.
Bro, no one else in my class like that. It was like me and three Latino kids that were only into this shit.
Yeah, dude.
And my mom's like, ¿Eso no es salsa?
Right, right, right. I was going to say, as far as the hip-hop that I initially got into, it was...
Gwen Stefani rapping.
No, it was Gangstar, Daz FX, Tribe Called Quest.
Backpack shit.
That was hip-hop.
On the train
there
by
was
yourself.
There was no ratchet really to like
100%
consume.
There was.
I mean, not to the degree that we have now.
But like Leaders of the New School way back then in that like Gangstar era. But Gangstar was kind of hood. Hard to earn.
If you say,
it wasn't gangster.
If you say kind of hood, you do not mean ratchet.
It wasn't gangster. It wasn't like gangster hip hop.
No, not at all.
But Hard to Earn was one of the best albums of all time.
Sure. Nah, I mean, look, there's a couple. It was gangster rap at the time.
It was Gangstar rap. He ended up doing what, the Jazzmatazz stuff after that, Guru?
I think so, yeah. But also,
I met Guru.
R.I.P. Guru, right? He passed away
a few years ago. Mm-hmm. I met him in front of an Applebee's once, and I was like, yo, what you doing in here, bro? I'm walking by, and he's like, oh, I'm just waiting for my food. I'm like, oh, shit, blah, blah. And I was like, yo, let me get your autograph or something. I went to go get something for him to sign, and my wife didn't know who he was and never heard of Gangstar. And she goes, did you guys go to high school together? I come back. Guru is dying of laughter. I go, what's funny? He's like, yo, your shorty just asked me if we went to high school together. I was like, nah.
And Ice Guru said, I'm black and boricua. Let's go. Vamos.
Let's go.
Right.
Who said that? Cold Brew?
Yeah.
He didn't say boricua. He said bori. Bro, that is. Dude. Jesus Christ. Are you in San Dulce right now? Sipping on a medalla light?
Okay.
Wait, before we go on with the show, hold on. Today's show to you is brought to you by Coors Light. Hey, Christian, bro, we was just talking about this. Why we get to hang out on these two couches after a show, and you know what says to me? The show's over. It's time to kick up, relax, maybe invite a few friends over here and watch the MLS announcement that's about to come on. You know what I think? I think we got to pop open a couple Coors Lights.
Let's go. That is always the move, you guys. Every single time, you know, we've gotten to the studio. We've been in the studio for a couple months now, And we've had some watch parties.
It's
a nice chill vibe. Mm. When you're watching a soccer game, especially with the Cooligans, yo, we're gonna toss a Coors Light your way.
It might have to be the Coors Lightigans. You know what I mean? Because
all right, this is a partnership we weren't even aware of.
Okay, it's a collab. Coors Light was not prepared for it. Because really, what you want to do is when you really want a beer that's out there, there's really only one that's literally made to chill. Okay, and that's Coors Light. Right? The mountains on the bottles. The can even turns blue when your beer is cold, bro. You chilling. Your beer is chilling. The can is chilling.
I want to snowboard down that bottle.
Bro, it's a beautiful thing. Guys, when it's time to own wine, Coors Light is the beer that I reach for. It's the beer that Christian reached for. It's the beer that we all reach for.
So when you want to hit reset, grab the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/Cooligans.
Okay. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Let's go.
This is a soccer show, I promise. Welcome.
Yes.
To the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
We out here. We never even say where. You know how Extra Time is like New York, and Weeby's in Kansas City.
Yeah.
We actually are in New York.
Yeah, we in Midtown, fam.
Just a couple blocks from the MLS office, actually. So
bro, we was just in there with ski masks on, looking through, looking around for paperwork. That's how we were able to deliver today's episode.
They knew who we were because we were wearing Cooligan shirts. Yeah, but the ski masks.
And my ski masks. Says my name on it, but I just didn't want, you know what I mean? I didn't want the air conditioning is very strong there.
But yes, this is our first, U.S. soccer or USA Ritz show. Said
Christian went full hip hop when he bought one of those old leather African medallion necklaces. Remember them joints?
Sure.
You got the round leather. Christian's just like, yo, how much is it to supersize this? Oh, that's what the man wants you to pay.
When I was in on my honeymoon in Italy, there was a lot of African people selling stuff.
I was going to say, how did this connect?
but they were selling jewelry, trinkets, and stuff like that. And then one guy, I think he was Nigerian. I don't remember exactly where he was from. But he was like, he sees a dark-skinned person, and he's like, hey, you're my people.
Right.
Hey,
you better buy something. Yeah.
But he goes, he starts explaining this like bracelet, and this is what it means to my people and this other stuff. And right. He's like, because you are a dark-skinned brother, yeah, I want to make sure that you have this. I'm like, all right, it's very heavy, but it's also touching.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, cool, man. I guess, thank you. And I start walking away, and he's like, hey, okay, but like, you know, maybe like 10 euro.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I barely wanted this at all.
Oh, you come on, they do that here. Hold this. This is yours for free. But you got to give a donation.
Right. But yeah. It was the story about connecting with my African culture,
right,
and that he spent 5 minutes explaining. Right. And then I thought he was just doing something kind. But no, it's capitalism, bro. Yeah.
That reminds me of when I was in the Bahamas on my honeymoon. Cause you know, we do it up big, in the Guerrero's household. someone walking by, and someone looks at Dean and goes, cocaine. And Dean's like, no, thank you. And he looks at me, he goes, weed.
Bro,
I was like, okay, this guy is top seller. I'm going to assume this guy's doing well for himself.
It's called pharmaceutical profiling, I guess.
You got to know your audience, fam. I got to be honest, that's a smart choice. Part of me also was like, maybe he just cared for my health, and he was like, I don't think this man can handle
it. We're not here to offend
cocaine.
Anybody. We're just trying to sell the products that the people want.
Hey, bro, we got a little bit for everybody. You know what I mean? Hey, if you want the cocaine, I'm going to sell it to you, but I need you to sign this document that if something happens to you, you didn't get it from me.
Okay, so you see the title, you see the thumbnail on YouTube. If you're listening to this, we're live on YouTube, 1 p.m. Eastern time, Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yes.
But MLS just started announcing who's gonna be running the ship.
We're finally getting some information, man. We've been sitting here. All we've heard is a bunch of people lost their jobs, but we're able to kind of apply or be interviewed for a lot of these positions. So we're starting to see now some people get... And by the way, Christian and I were both
not fired, or, or considered to be hired. So,
but we appreciate that people cared enough to reach out.
If you were wondering, we weren't even talked to so about
we're gonna,
any of
we're,
this.
We're going to go through the people of who got hired by Apple and MLS, or the people who took our jobs. No, I'm kidding.
Which we were not considered for.
We were not considered for, but they still took something from us. But no, we're happy to see a couple friends get some gigs. Obviously, they brought a lot of people back who were involved in covering MLS. Just some of the people that you know, we've met personally: Marisa Du, Lori Lindsay, Danielle Slayton, Sebastian Latou, Sasha Kleschen, BWP. I think we've met everybody on here except for Kendra.
Kendra, I don't think we've met before. Maybe, but everyone else.
Maybe I think she was the Minnesota.
She was in Minnesota. So, but I don't think we actually.
I don't know if we've ever met her in person.
We've probably been in her presence.
I kind of want to go through stories. I feel like we have stories of everyone that we've met here for the first time. Because I remember the first time we met Sasha Kleschen.
He was a complete jerk to us.
He couldn't have been any less interested in talking to us. Not that he was like a mean person. He was just like. This was in 2016. And
at MLS
like,
Cup.
At MLS Cup. And it's like, who the hell are these guys? Right. You shouldn't even be at this damn party.
And that holds true to this day.
BWP was in Atlanta at MLS All-Star. We met at a nightclub. Remember that? And
I told him I want to rap battle him. And he said, yeah, when I retire. Never happened, BWP.
Okay.
We got bars for you,
Monty.
We're
calling you out, dog. Marcelo Balboa, who we met. I don't remember where we met. It might have been at an MLS Cup or an MLS All-Star, but couldn't have been.
We've met him a couple times, actually.
Met him a couple times. Yeah, yeah. Oh, did we talk to him at the Soccer Hall of Fame?
Yes. Yep.
That's what it was. Marcel Babol, awesome dude, great dude.
Sebastian Latou, we met at a beer hall outside of the Philadelphia Union Stadium.
Yes.
Super cool. Ended up being in our sketch, which no one got. It was very badly edited and shot.
No, we it was good. What are you talking about?
No one understood what we were going for.
With Fang.
Yeah. Fang was in it.
Danielle Slayton, we met her also at the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame, and she's great. She's obviously works with the San Jose Earthquakes.
Right. Marisa Du is the homie. Lori Lindsay, we've already rap battled. She's great.
She even called out BWP. It's kind of wild.
Still don't want that smoke. Also, shouts to BWP for choosing the photo that clearly, I think they just photoshopped his face on his dad's body because he's wearing...
It's his dad's hat.
Yeah, it's his dad's... his dad is known for wearing this hat. So shouts to the...
The newsboy.
Yeah, hat. Yeah. Shouts to the... I'm going to call it now the right hat because they've earned it.
These look like, outside of the Balboa and Sebastian Latou, they look like... They came in studio. Like Apple said, yo, come in studio, take the show. Maybe
we
MLS.
Got an Infinity background. We need you here.
Okay. Diego Valeri.
We've talked to. We've met before. Great guy. Puts no sugar in his mate.
The homie Jillian Sackovitz.
The absolute homie. We met her a
billion
times.
Also, Max Brados. Homie.
Guano. Got on the list.
Jake Zivin, Portland Timbers announcer. Yep. Good to see.
We've had him on the show, right?
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Also, great dude. Steve Kanji Man, who obviously New York Red Bulls announcer for a long time, MSG guy.
He has the voice of what you do. What? Imagine how a black comic from the early 2000s does a white guy's voice, and how everyone does a sports announcer's voice. If you blend that, that is Steve Cangelosi's voice.
Oh,
right.
That's strange description. I don't agree.
I do not agree. What part am I wrong?
It's an iconic voice.
No, that's what I mean. But it's the voice. Everyone's like, I'm not stubborn, you know. And then you're like, excuse me. Put both of those together because he has that has that slightly nasally.
Has a higher pitch than probably most.
So if you blend those two, it's a 50-50 of exactly that. And by the way, legend.
Yeah.
I can say that now that he's not with the ops.
No, even with the ops, Kanji was great.
That's
great.
The no doubt version of you talking, bro. We don't fuck with the ops. See, Gabe, this is what you got to do.
Good to see. This is the first I think round of announcements of who's going to be covering MLS. At the very least, I don't know if this is going to be English and Spanish announcer. I don't know if Diego Valeri will be involved in the Spanish. Side as well, because we know that will be a part of it as well.
Somebody just said, as a Rebels fan, I fully signed into Alexis's opinion about Cangelosi's voice, so clearly I'm right. Thank you, Nick Red. But I Am La Lucha said, I'm sad we don't get Ian Joy, and I don't be so quick to say that, because you also have Pablo Maurer's tweet of what all of the different things that each of the clubs are going to have to produce for their own channels, because each of them are going to get their own channels within this deal. Mm-hmm. Do you have that to pull up by any chance?
I don't have it here, but I can look up. Apollo just tweeted it, so I'll look it up. Yeah, there is a specific kind of requirement that Apple is requiring from...
each club has to produce a kind of a I don't want to use the term a wealth of. I'm going to use the term a girth of content.
Okay.
They're going to have to produce a quite a bit of content.
So these are the specifics. I don't know if this is too inside baseball, too businessy.
No, but it's good for fans to know what kind of content is coming. So it looks like from this, each team will have their own, quote, club room, which will just have this constant streaming of, like, background content.
Yeah.
So, like, profiles of players, something called The Ritual, which is a fan-focused piece that lays out club traditions, supporter culture, whatnot. So the club, each club is tasked with producing all of this. A series of two-minute-long profiles on a dozen of each club's players to run all year. So it's cool. Like, you turn it on. Hey.
Yeah, on demand.
Right.
I want to know what...
Tell me a little bit more about this guy.
I want to know what Cucho Hernandez is up to, and what's he like.
Yeah, tell me more about, you know, I'm trying to think of a player that NYCFC still has on the roster. Tell me more about Tavon Gray.
Exactly.
A 5-episode series on iconic players and coaches.
So I wonder if this means on a 5-episode series on one player, one coach, or just
episodes. 5 episodes.
So it's like it's like a mini all or nothing to some degree. Right. As far as episodic content, this is not something we've seen regularly.
A minimum of 5 classic club moments pieces, which will look back at the club's history, at least 2 minutes long. A doc also lays out in-season content that includes a weekly first stream report, at least 3 minutes, basically just training updates, news, match previews, etc. And also, clubs have to deliver every post-game press conference for regular season, playoffs, and League's Cup match. Monthly content includes a community report focused on what each club is doing locally, an academy report, and there's also MLS Pro Next Pro focused video offering 2 times a month. During that league season.
So the one thing...
So clubs have to do this. There's some clubs that are very prepared for this.
Yeah. And some very much are not.
Some people are going to be running around with a damn iPhone.
So the interesting thing here, and I've seen a lot of the initial responses to these, as far as the tweets I've seen, is the loudest people I've seen have been Columbus Crew supporters. It feels like that... They've been sort of clamoring for content like this for a long time, and they're happy that the clubs are going to be forced to do this. My hope, at the very least, and yes, it does seem like a bit of a tall task, because you're gonna, for a lot of this, you're gonna need videographers, you're gonna need producers,
production team,
writers. There's a lot involved. The editors,
Latino comedians. I mean, there's so much you need.
I mean, look, it's Pablo said it right there. We all saw it. So this is my hope is that there's a larger budget for a lot of this stuff, and there's more jobs and more opportunities for a lot of people. So this is. To me, this is something to be very much excited about.
Okay, well, now that you said that, I want to read Pablo's last tweet, which is, league-wide, I've heard concerns. And again, this is Pablo Maurer. You can follow him at MLSist, MLSIST. He said, league-wide, I've heard concerns from folks at clubs that this might be a bit too heavy of a load. Whatever the case, one thing is clear. Some clubs, the ones which already deliver great content to fans, are well-equipped for this. Others will have to catch up. Anyways, enjoy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Because
Pete in the chat, let us know.
Hit us in the chat.
Who you think is gonna be dropping the ball here?
Yeah, I mean, look, Felipe Ramos put Austin Club history. I mean,
yeah,
how you gonna do 5 episodes? You know what I mean?
I mean, you know, maybe include some of the Save the Crew stuff in there.
Yeah, how about the slowest motion video you can find of players getting off the bus?
What a historic moment.
Oh, remember this? Yo, the first 3 war ties, bro. We still talk about this. I mean, there's going to be some clubs that obviously are going to struggle to piece some of this together. Look, a club like LA Galaxy or New England Revolution or
who already
DC
have a
United.
Lot of this content, I think, already made.
Yeah.
You know, some.
But what club have you, now that you really think of it, have you not like really seen content from?
Not that I have not seen content from. I would more say the quality of content and the interest and care of telling a story about the club. And you know, I would say I personally like clubs that have a front-facing person.
Clubs are brands. They need to have this.
Yeah, they have a front-facing person kind of deliver the news about the club. So
someone whose face immediately you associate with, like, oh,
so
I'm
like
be
Montreal,
here.
CF Montreal has the girl Catherine Paquette.
Incredible.
She's great.
Claudia Pagan.
Yes, for DC United.
DC United.
Like, front-facing people. Columbus, I believe Jordan Angeli does that job, if I'm not mistaken. From time to time,
I don't think she does anymore.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm just saying. But this is what I've seen in the past. Right. So that I prefer that.
Back in the day, remember Toronto FC had Rachel Bonetta.
Yeah.
Way back in the day.
I think, and you know, and I've said this to people. NYCFC, we're sort of that.
We're quasi that.
Yeah, kind of that. But but I think that should be something that they incorporate more often in like even in Instagram content, TikTok content. Just have a person that you can connect to rather than simply game footage.
The way David Butler was for 4-3-3.
Right.
So you could see all the other stuff, but then when a message had to be delivered, here's this guy.
Clubs tell stories in different ways. And I even with NYCFC, I think they do a great like documentary style and it feels very high budget in the way they tell stories about games.
Right.
Especially those big moments in like the MLS Cup final and all that stuff. Shout out to, you know, Tanner, who was involved in a lot of that
stuff.
I mean,
think about the biggest moments, us getting rings. I mean,
right. The Union also, I think, are spectacular. And they lean into, they don't really have a front-facing person, but it's you know, unless you consider Fang, but Fang is great too.
Fang's in
but
the,
even that,
Fang's
but
in the face.
The Philadelphia Union are, I think, one of the top teams when it comes to creating content for their fans. It is, it's funny, it's humorous. The social team is always finding ways to incorporate a lightheartedness, which I think represents what Philadelphia is, where they're like not always taking themselves too
seriously.
Which
is a great point, because for me, their content more really than any other content, I think, finds a connection with their local community, with that city more than any other person's content. They find a way to like get other mascots involved from the local town, you know. Get that whole sports Philly feel into their content really well. They're not just like, yo, we're in Philly. They seem to kind of pull in the local community.
It's great. They did a really silly like TikTok and Instagram that made me laugh at where it said it was an aerial view of Subaru Park. And the text, it was split screen. So it said the top half said an aerial view of Subaru Park. And then the bottom of it says a Times New Roman view of Subaru Park,
and
it aerial. It was just the font. Silly off season. You're just having a good time. Nobody's gonna get mad at you for tweeting that out.
Can I say when I suggest these things, he goes, okay, I don't find it funny, but go ahead. The Union do it. All
no,
of a sudden, it's
true.
The funniest.
Please, go for it. I would love it. You could come up with something that clever. I'd be very, very impressed.
My whole career is that clever, bro.
See, Andrew Johnson says, some of these teams are going to have to import production talent. Not every market has the film infrastructure that NYC or LA has.
I disagree. I think there's you'd be shocked at how much production happens outside of those major cities, because there's so much that needs to be filmed. Think of like how much local commercials, think about everything else. All those things, absolutely incredible. Shouts to I am La Lucha, who just gifted us $10.
Hey, thank you so much. That's a, love us. A little super chat.
I don't care what you write in there, I'm gonna read it out. Okay. If you give us $10, bro. Hey, my brothers, hope you're doing well. Wanted to pick your brains about all the departures from NYCFC. And do you think David Lee and Cushing will deliver us a playoff squad? One love. This is Charlie, by the way. I hope you know we could all see this, right? It's in the chat for everyone to see.
Yes.
I think that's a great con. Let's finish conversing about,
because we that's on the docket. Yeah. We are going to talk about it. So
great point.
Stick around.
Well, don't say it's on the docket. Make them feel good about giving us something. You know what? We now add it to the docket.
It's on.
But
okay. It costs $10 to put things on the docket.
It's on the docket now. Good. I was going to take that shit off. But some of the chat is saying clubs like Colorado, Houston, San Jose, they don't have a as robust
right,
social media content. Look, some of these clubs have been kind of sitting back, coasting. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Collecting that SUM money. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
Whatever. We got a roster, right? All right, let them figure it out. What are we going to get relegated? Lights, cigar.
Yeah. Clubs are like any other business, right? You know?
Right.
So there's some days you really want to go into work and you really want to give it all for your boss. And there's some days you're like, you know what? I'm going to be on the internet all day.
Right, right.
Oh, they didn't block Netflix from the firewall?
Wow.
Yo, that's on them.
Yo, that's your fault that I can pull up Candy Crush. You know? New $10 challenge, figuring out what would be too outrageous for like to say, turn out, said Nick Red. Thank you, YouTube, for blocking that off.
Feel free to challenge. Do the challenge.
Please don't.
We'll see.
Remember, I remain brand safe. Which we call it. New England is going to accidentally post the Tom Brady documentary. They got no playoffs, so they'll have time to find one. Which we call it. I think when you look at what this Apple TV Plus deal means for MLS, I think they're saying like, hey, we big boys now.
Right.
Everybody button up a little bit, right? We ain't just posting stuff willy-nilly on YouTube if we want. Now we have to deliver a club room. We have to deliver this content. And I'm assuming clubs knew way earlier than us, right? I don't think this... Pablo released.
I'm sure they're not getting this today.
Right. So I'm sure clubs have been aware of this. To that sense, I don't think I've heard maybe this stuff. Obviously, you can't announce it until it's ready. But I haven't heard of a lot of announcements of, you know, friends of ours being hired or anything like that.
Right. I think it's still coming out. I mean, this was the first announcements of who was going to be working these games and who's going to be delivering just the coverage. But I think this is. There's going to be a lot more announcements. There's no way that I don't know exactly what the roster is going to be, but I imagine it's at least maybe 80 to 100 people, right? There's so many matches.
To do all this?
No. I'm saying to do the national coverage, like matches.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about the club ones.
Clubs, yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's probably going to be going on throughout the season. People are going to be hired to do a lot of stuff. I'm hoping there's just more opportunities and there should be a lot more content creators and producers and people involved in just growing the game.
And giving a chance to younger creatives that are getting into the game now, you know, because I think they will speak to a new audience, which brings us to our next topic. All of this that we've talked about, club room, all of that. For those of you who don't know, I have the information here. MLS season pass is going to be available in over 100 countries. It'll bring every single regular season game, MLS postseason, Leagues Cup match. All of that will be on there. Every single game will be on there, available on there. It will also feature an exclusive whip-around show, which we talked about, game analysis, game replays, and original programming, which, again, we just talked about. MLS season pass will also broadcast hundreds of MLS Next and MLS Next Pro matches, which, if you don't know, are sort of the B and C levels of MLS. MLS season pass pricing is going to cost $15 a month, $14.99 a month, or $99 if you want to pay for the whole season at once. If you're already an Apple TV Plus subscriber, those prices will drop to $12.99 a month or $79 for the whole season. So that's, at minimum, you're paying $80 a season. At most, you're going to pay whatever $14.99 a month equates to. If you want to do the math, that's fine. 15 times 12. Select MLS and Leagues Cup matches will be available to Apple TV Plus subscribers at no additional cost. So even if you're not, you're a subscriber to MLS Season Pass, you're going to get some games, and a limited number of games will be available for free on the Apple TV app, which is incredible. And we also know that some, I think 10% of games will also have to be aired on linear for some reason.
Yeah, because you still need that publicity.
Yeah.
Joe Whitlock said, so no local blackouts. That is correct.
No local blackouts.
No blackouts.
Also, you could be anywhere in the world and watch these games. So if you're traveling in Europe for some reason, as long as that country has Apple TV Plus, you're able to get it.
Nick Red said, we should buy an MLS Plus subscription for Jamal. I love it.
Bro.
You know Jamal? Jamal's our biggest MLS hater out in London.
Where is he? Is he busy today? Sharpening his hate?
I think this is I don't know if it's necessarily the future in sports broadcasting, but
I think this is it. I think let's give MLS and Apple TV some credit for, you know, seeing the future. This is the absolute first over the top
football of this scale, mm-hmm. football channel, soccer channel. The fact that there's no local blackouts, there's no 3 o'clock games like in England that you can't watch, none of that kind of stuff. This is breaking apart from local broadcast rules. And now saying everyone can have it, and it's putting your league essentially, for the most part, behind a paywall.
Yeah, and that's the concern for a lot of people. The fact that it is behind that paywall, so now
for you,
that barrier of entry for people, nobody's gonna stumble across an MLS match
unless you're an Apple TV subscriber, Apple TV Plus subscriber, or have the Apple TV app and happen to be flipping channels.
Yeah.
So let's talk about diehards, right? If you're in our chat, odds are you're probably a diehard. You and I were diehards. Mm-hmm. Is this worth it for us? Even if we didn't have to watch these games anyway just to talk about them. But if we were just the guys we were in 2015, signed up for a league, got the season passes, if you were still that guy, would you sign up for this?
If we're talking 2015 me?
Meaning you don't have a podcast about
something. No, I know. Did I watch MLS as much as I did in 2015?
You bought season tickets for more than this.
The answer is yes. Because let's say I want to watch NYCFC, this would be the only way I can watch them. So, yes. If it's simply just to watch my team, I think it's worth it. I mean, ideally, what I would have loved is the Apple TV is what, $5 a month. If MLS was included in that $5 a month, and I'm not paying more for it,
yeah,
that would be ideal. I think a lot of people
also paid billions for this, so it's hard for them to be like, well, just put it.
I get that financially, but ESPN Plus was, you know, initially started at $5 a month, and you got more leagues than simply MLS. I know with this, you're getting also a lot of content about MLS as well. So, but again, it's still targeting diehard fans and not really the casual fan. I think the idea is you know, it'll turn casual fans into more dedicated fans of their MLS team or just MLS in general. But I think we've seen how difficult it is to take somebody who's not paying anything and getting the content, not necessarily for free because they're obviously paying for cable or whatever, but paying for that to like, all right, pay for this exclusively, but we're going to give you a lot of it. It's not easy. So I don't know. I think it's going to work because MLS now being involved with Apple. I think the biggest deal here is that it's going to be in so many other countries and it'll.
There's a couple questions I have before I get to that. But you and I are diehards. To me, it's worth it. You know, I am La Lucha. Gave us another $10.
This is crazy. Unbelievably kind. Thank you so much.
Thank you for finding the stolen credit card, I am La Lucha. Said, the Saturday night schedule is hard for me, and I'm considering having to give up my season tickets. Lots of brown folks who work Saturday nights. I think this is this is Charlie, who was here for the watch-along.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Lots of brown folks who work at Saturday nights. You think this is a feeling across MLS fans. So for those of you who don't know, Charlie is one of like the top bartenders in the city, by the way.
Okay.
He helped do the bar program for a couple of big bars here and restaurant groups. But this was another thing we talked about. All games are moving to Wednesday and Saturday nights, which make things very, very difficult for a lot of people, us included. We work at night, we're comedians. Mm-hmm. So this makes, there's additional considerations that have to go into, are we able to watch the match, or am I going to have to wake up the next morning, try to avoid all news, wake up the next morning and watch the game. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot that goes on there. And again, thank you once again, I am La Lucha. But I think for those of us who are diehards, if you're here, you're probably saying, like, is this worth it? I don't know, but it's a price I'm willing to pay because this is the thing I love. And then there's that other group behind us who are like, I like this. I like this a lot, and I'm considering paying for it. And I already have Apple TV Plus, so what's the deal? It's $80 a month, $80 a year. It's not that big of an ask, right? Mm-hmm. So I think we're fine there, and I think you will turn I don't want to use the term casual, but maybe more of an acquaintance into a best friend. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Via this. My problem is you ain't going to meet no new people.
Or
it's going to be very difficult.
It's hard to say. A lot of people already have Apple TV. This is going to be advertised to them quite a bit.
Look, Apple TV, and maybe we can find Harry. Where is he? You know? Apple TV subscriber count. Let's see if that actually has it. 25 million.
It's quite a lot.
Nah, it's not the high. Yeah, it's good.
It's an insane number. It's a lot of people.
People who have access to it via promotions are 50 million. So I don't know if you know, if you buy an Apple product, you get it for a year.
Right.
50 million is a big pool to pick from, but how many people are just going to stumble? You know what I mean? How many people are just going to happen?
Right. That's what I mean. I made that exact point. I want to
talk about that.
I don't think there's my guess is not many people.
Why are people saying, am I having an allergic reaction?
I have no idea.
Is it because I'm red? I scratched. I have very sensitive skin.
I don't think that's the risk you take, right? And I guess, look, the concern, as soon as you put it behind the paywall, you're going to limit how many people are potentially going to find your product. Now, the bet I'm betting, or the thing I'm imagining, is Apple and MLS think, no, we can work this out where this is advantageous for all of us, and right. we can get enough people on board. If it's going to be the future of how sports are broadcasted, then maybe they're on the forefront of something huge, where now people can become deeply involved in this niche that is MLS. And
that's the other thing, too. We didn't even talk about it. It's going to be in other countries when they don't have any football happening. It's going to be a summertime league.
So look, there's pros and cons, but I think the thing we mentioned, this content plan from that Pablo mentioned, is it's all about marketing, right? They're leaning towards, we're going to market this league better than any other league, and we're going to try to be more global. There'll be less barriers from country to country, so there's a good chance that people watching an MLS playoff game in the U.S. are also watching it in England or in South Africa or whatever, and that isn't necessarily easy when it comes to leagues that are not Premier League, La Liga, and
or is it just the league that's better than the league they have there? You know,
that too.
Maybe it'd be like, well, this seems like a better standard than what I'm playing with. Actually, there's a guy named Rapids Bray who quote tweeted our tweet and said, my only issue is there's not a sub to one team for like $3.99. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm sure MLS and Apple will never do it because they want you to get the whole season pass mm-hmm. for the whole league. But that's actually not a bad idea. Be like, hey, man, I'm only a fan of, I guess, this guy, Rapids Bray. I'm assuming he's a Colorado Rapids fan. He would love to just watch Colorado Rapids games for four bucks a month.
Yeah. So, you know, $12.99 if you have Apple TV, or $14.99 if you don't have Apple TV. It's not cheap. It's kind of, it's not expensive, but it's.
And truthfully, you know what should happen is, like, when you get a T-Mobile phone, they give you free Netflix. There's probably going to be subscriber deals with stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe this shows up on an Amex thing, you know, where it's like one of the deals you get. You get a season pass.
You join the Cooligans Patreon. We will support you for your Apple subscription.
We'll get I Am La Lucha to send you $10.
Good subscriber deal. Yeah, Jason Breña said, let's be honest, MLS over-the-air numbers have been horrible and not growing. Bowling was doing better numbers on ESPN. It is what it is.
Mike Thomas said, the idea would be to use geolocation to put all of your local team games in front of the paywall. So that means then why would you pay if you live in that market? Like if you happen to be in New York, you get to watch the New York games for free in front of the paywall, not behind it.
Right. Meaning that will allow.
But then everyone gets to see the games in the local market. So why would any fan ever pay?
Yeah. I mean, you still have to pay for Apple TV, which is the $5 a month.
No. He's saying put it in front of the paywall.
Put it in front of the meaning for for free. Is that what you're suggesting?
So every local market gets.
You can't
local
use
game
Apple.
For free?
Can you use Apple TV and not pay?
No.
No, you can't. Even open the app, right? You have to sign in and you have to pay to.
Only
have used it.
If you can use in Apple TV, like the actual product.
Right.
You can't use Apple TV Plus for free.
Got it. Okay. All right. So look, everybody's look. I think for the people that probably listen to, if you're listening to a soccer podcast, you're probably getting MLS Plus. I feel like it probably makes the most sense, because otherwise, how the hell are you going to see the games?
Can I tell you what I think would have been the right move, but it would have been a little too ballsy, and I think it would have taken a lot of money to do, and MLS probably didn't want to foot that bill. Also, it's hard to walk away from Apple and billions.
Yes.
But here's what I think I would have done.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.
A long time ago, a new politician in Argentina took over, and he said that, oh, you shouldn't have to pay to watch football. It's too important to our society. So they created a website called Football Para Todos, Football for Everybody. And you could watch all Argentinian league games for free on YouTube. I started watching a ton of Argentinian league games. It was fun. It was dope. It was the same production value as what they have in Argentina. It wasn't like, you know, we'll put a camera up. It was the same. Yeah. It was like watching a produced sports event. It was absolutely incredible. I started watching, you know, clubs like Central Rosario and how they played, Racing and how they played. I got to see San Lorenzo, all the fans going crazy, singing. I got to see all this. It was completely free. And I'm assuming people all over the world were watching it. You would see hundreds of thousands of people watching this stuff.
Right.
Way more than probably are watching in Argentina. Would that not have been the smart move?
Just give it all away for free?
Give it all for free on YouTube. But now you have this insanely large YouTube channel, right? If you're MLS, you can do all those little breakaway channels for each of the local clubs.
Mm-hmm.
You still ask them to do all the same content. But now each of you just have millions and millions and millions of views. And these things are just constantly being recommended to more and more people. Think about it. Everyone in the world who has a smartphone has YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, that the hope is that they'll that they will watch, but I mean, that doesn't necessarily, who's going to leave that much money on the table? If you're getting an offer for,
but you're getting it on the back end. So it's a long con.
It's not a con at all. I mean, they have a product that somebody's willing to pay for, so you take the money. I mean, I
get that, but I'm saying, would that not have been a smarter move for the future?
To leave that much money on the table? No.
Would MLS not just be this monolith on YouTube?
You have to. Somebody has to pay the light bill, bro.
You act like they ain't got the money for that. You act like they can't go.
They don't.
MLS can go and get billions in loans if they want.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm not having this financial conversation. That's too much money. You would never say no to the offer that Apple made to MLS.
Of course not. But I'm talking about, do you not think it would have been a smarter play?
I don't think so. No, that's not the smarter play.
I disagree. Let us know what you think.
What you want to be like? You want MLS to be like a hip YouTuber and just hey, yeah. Like and subscribe.
Yeah, Mr. Beast.
yeah, that's it. There's not. That's why there's not 15 Mr. Beasts, right? He dedicated his life to being the YouTube guy.
Yes, I get that there's not 15 Mr. Beasts.
And they're not.
There's like 38 Jake Pauls. You know what I mean? There's like 55 True Jordys. But and unfortunately, there's more than one.
Are those people going to watch MLS to the degree required to really make money off of it?
There's no other league that's broadcast on YouTube that I know of. There's no other league that would be broadcast on YouTube at the quality and the level that they would have.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you sort of game this massive algorithm, the number two search engine. I think now it's number three behind TikTok, actually. But number two search engine in the world now has all of your stuff right in front. And, of course, YouTube's going to be like, hey, we kind of want to meet with you because you seem to be huge. And you're going to be getting a lot more access than most. I don't know.
No. Well, that's why Apple goes in that negotiation and be like, no, don't go somewhere else. We're going to deliver the product better than somebody else. And that's why, and we're going to give you this kind of money for it and stuff like that. So, no, it's way too much money. And there's a little bit of people not taking a brand seriously because
there's a cachet
on YouTube.
There's a cachet like that comes
so
with.
So a sports league.
But that's also changing.
Exclusively on YouTube. But it's changing, but the association with being on YouTube is slightly like an insult, right? It is changing, but if Apple comes along and says, don't put it on YouTube, we'll give you $250 million a year, or like, you know what?
Sorry, uploaded already.
I feel like we might be a little bit bigger than just being on YouTube and you know, dude wipes ads right. in between.
Nothing's wrong with dude wipes.
Nothing wrong with dude wipes. I'm just saying.
Jesus. Pick something we don't do. Blue Apron.
I'm just saying. It's not to knock, but it's a different audience. Okay.
Look, Felipe Ramos said MLS would grow in Latin America if it was free. All those hinchas who can't afford enough would watch since the time zone works out.
It's wishful thinking.
Is it?
It is, bro.
It's not Argentinian league did it for their own people, and I'm watching.
And are you watching games, throwing your hands up at the screen?
I was at that time.
The way you grow that passion for a league or a club is locally. What are you gonna do with you if you don't get Manchester United fans going nuts for a goal in the stadium week in and week out? Nobody outside the world is gonna care.
See, you think linear. I need you to think reverse. Okay, YouTube is doing it in reverse. YouTube will bring you fan base. You start to go viral. You get tons of views. Hold on. Now, every time somebody opens up their phone, your TikToks are getting recommended. Your thing is that because now you have complete reach. Now you've gamed the algorithm. You think those people aren't going to, old TikTok kids aren't going to be like, oh, I should go watch. This is my local thing.
You game the algorithm.
Yeah.
But you don't think the social media companies gatekeep all the time? They limit what people's reach is. They say like, hey.
You think you're going to do that to a league that is willingly putting it for free on
100%. They'll say like, hey,
can you explain to me why?
Hey, look, you seem to be getting a lot of views here. I think it might be good to work in a partnership or give us money to advertise and boost your content a little bit more.
Okay, we're not talking about Instagram TV here.
We're
not talking about Reels.
You're at the mercy of these social media companies.
Watch the next Hudson River Derby on Reels.
You're not watching the Argentinian League now.
No,
you
because
saw a couple matches.
It's hard to find. I didn't see a couple matches. I really got into it.
It's not that hard to find. It's on. They air the game on like FS1 or FS2.
Goal has it sometimes.
A couple games. BN Sports.
TYC. If not you have impossible. Access to that channel,
you could do. You could watch the games. You really want to watch the game. Why it have to be on YouTube, bro? It's a quality. It's a product worth paying for. Somebody's gonna pay for it.
So that's the question that I have: is would they not have stood a better long-term shot had they not put it behind a paywall?
And Ice Cobra said, as someone who works in advertising, Christian is correct. Okay.
See? Yeah. No, of course. He works in advertising. Of course he's going to say you're correct. Old media over here.
Old media over here.
Yeah. Next, Cobra was like, would you like to advertise in a magazine? There's still two of them left.
Justin Fieber said, Argentinian League is on Paramount Plus, Alexis. Get on board, bro.
I'm saying.
Go support.
Central Rosario.
Support your team,
What is it?
River Plate. Defense? River Plate. Newell's Old Boys. Yeah. Go support them.
Argentina League, the algorithm
nah,
is
dude, what the things that sell MLS are Gareth Bale scoring that goal in the MLS Cup Finals. Zlatan Ibrahimovic getting his first goal against LAFC.
Imagine, hold on.
Those moments YouTube. What's going on over
there? Imagine that was on YouTube and people could use those clips willingly, reaction videos, all those things. Bro, it would be huge.
Okay.
Why are we acting like isn't a big deal?
They do
Let
that
us know
already.
What you think. Nick Red said Alexis calling for turning over MLS broadcast to Elon Musk.
Bro, it's wild. People need to like pay their rent. And Alexis is like, throw me some Twitch bucks.
That's not even a thing. As someone who likes free stuff, Alexis is correct. I am a lucha, see?
Okay.
We're all figuring out where we sit. Let us know what you think.
Yeah. Look, I didn't think this conversation would lead to a
50-minute
debate
conversation.
About just Alexis's poor economic policies.
Poor future. Too advanced for Christian, I believe is the word you were
exactly
looking for.
Okay, I do want to talk a little bit about MLS free agency.
NYCFC right now has what, a third of its roster?
So this is, we got to at least address Sean Johnson is...
Who would you say are the two most important players on NYCFC? Would you say it's Alex Collins and Sean Johnson?
Maxi Morales?
Maxi Morales also gone,
So
but at least he retired.
NYCFC?
Right, or did he go play?
No, he went back to racing in your favorite Argentinian team.
I thought he went to Vélez Sarsfield.
No.
He went to Racing?
Racing is his childhood club, and he said that he wanted his kids to see him play for his childhood club at least once, so that's why he went over there.
That's beautiful.
So it is beautiful. I mean, I'm not going to forgive him, but
no, his kids will be like, yo, this dusty, bro. Ain't no chopped cheese around here,
Maxie,
fam.
Maxie, absolute legend. And, you know, always have incredible memories, you know, celebrating MLS Cup.
We got to hang out with him. It was with the MLS Cup was
him
crazy.
And his family. His kids are adorable.
Low key, MLS Cup might be taller than him, but it was cool.
But Sean Johnson is, and people in the chat, please contribute. Anybody. Any free agents, maybe on your team or on other teams that you would like, maybe even like to see on your team, or people that you're concerned that they might leave. Obviously,
Chris Jarrett already put Hebert, who obviously went to Seattle.
Yes,
I don't think we're gonna miss him as much though. Oft injured, great scorer.
Before he got injured, he was huge. He was, yeah. If it wasn't for Tati,
in moments,
Tati Castellanos becoming, you know, who he became, and it was just, I think unexpected for fans and even.
I'll never forget the back heel nutmeg in the Hudson River Derby
from Hebert. Yeah, that was
incredible.
That was great. But Sean Johnson is a free agent. Obviously, goalkeeper for NYCFC. He is. There was a photo of him. In Toronto at a Raptors game, and fans, NYCFC fans were like, oh, that's it, he's done, he's gone. But look, you know, Toronto FC is probably rolling out the red carpet.
Bro, if he meets Drake, it's over. I will say that.
I'll say this. We're cool with Sean Johnson, and I think he should do what is best for him and his family.
Chase that bag. I just hope that bag is here.
I don't know what the situation, the money situation is.
Well, this is free agency. I mean, this is what the benefit of free agency is for these players.
Mm-hmm.
Is in the past, he wouldn't have had this opportunity, but now he does. That other clubs can look at him and say, you know what, I think you're worth more than just what the standard pay raise is, yeah. Or constantly arguing for renegotiating your contract. Now you get to have other clubs that say, like, we want to invite you in and we want to entice you to come here with a lot more money. So,
yeah,
this is good for the player.
And in MLS overall, I mean, there's going to be, a few goalkeeping changes, right? Because Alex Bono, Bono, mm-hmm. Bono, left Toronto. Obviously, he's at DC United now. Right. Bill Hamid. It did not get re-signed with DC United, so he's going to end up somewhere else.
Right.
Still
got a lot of career left.
Yeah, Sean Johnson. It would be a big loss. But
he already won MLS Cup. I think because MLS is one of those clubs that turnover in a roster has to happen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
To some degree, I'm like not afraid that this is going to happen. I would love to have him.
I'm terrified.
I would love to keep him, but I kind of want him to get his bag, though.
Yeah, I do. I want that too. But look, I'm going to speak as a fan. As a fan, I'm like, bro, don't leave. This is. I think this is a NYCFC is a better project than Toronto. And
Toronto is gearing up, though.
But he is older. I think he's 33, 34.
That's not that old for a keeper.
Not that old, but this might be his last big contract.
Absolutely. And so, also, I mean, Insigne was a Bernadeschi. You've got who else is up there? They just got. Bob Bradley.
Yeah, they re-signed Osorio.
Osorio.
Not a bad team, but they were very bad last year.
Yeah, but I think this is the renewal of the project, and I think part of that is having a keeper that can play out the back.
Sure.
And he's one of the better ones.
But I do think for NYCFC, Luis Barraza is. I think a good keeper, and I think he could. I think he could step into the role. And
that's why I said what I said.
Yeah,
because I know our backup is good.
But still. I would want Sean to stay, but I do understand. Now, Alex Collins. This is...
You need to fight tooth and nail to keep this man.
Because all reports are saying now that he has... I'm not going to say rejected an offer from NYCFC, but he's clearly hearing out other offers.
Right.
And so I was reporting Atlanta United was one of them. Was it Galaxy? No, I forgot what team.
Isn't he also getting looked at by clubs in Mexico?
Yes. Yeah. So he has options, and he is a defender who nearly got his country into the World Cup. Not only is he a great defender,
I think he is the best defender, the best center back in MLS.
That That's fair. I mean, look, who won Defender of the Year from Philadelphia Union?
Oh, Glesnes.
Glesnes won it. And
I think Glesnes had a better year that one year, but over the course of Alex Collins' career, we've seen him become just an unstoppable force at center back.
Yes, he's been great.
Or unstoppable force, because he stops people. I don't know how to say that one.
He, I think his the fact that he's such a good defender and also scores a fair amount of goals. He, I think he got like 3 or 4 goals and maybe 1 assist or something last season. And he missed, he had an injury and he missed like a bunch of games. But clearly a very important player, and I think any team would want to have him. NYCFC, do everything you can. Keep
you
this
have
man.
To.
You got to keep
No, you have to. Honestly, and I'm
and it might
we're
be,
not.
It might be like make him a DP type of thing. I don't know. The DP situation might be interesting as well with NYCFC because Thiago Martins is obviously one of the DPs. Right. Maxi was the other.
Maxi was the other. And also, what's the dude's name that went to Saudi Arabia?
Mitrica.
He's off this
the
year.
I think he's off the books.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't last year. He is this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it's going to be an interesting.
Do you take that money to go out and sign a DP level player,
right.
Or do you keep your best center back?
I know they signed Mitia. Something.
Is it Malte Amundsen also a DP?
No, he's not.
Okay.
Not. Okay. So yeah. So look, we're waiting to see what the news is going to be with what NYCFC is going to do. It does.
But clearly, we're in rebuild mode.
It does feel like it, but it didn't really need to be a rebuild mode, right?
I mean, look,
you got to the Eastern Conference Final,
and here's why I'll disagree with you. If you make it to MLS Cup, we're in MLS. You have to have turnover. Trying to hold on to this core and hoping they can do it again is what stops other teams from succeeding. You right. have to be able to cut this down and take the lessons you learned from that run and repeat it.
Okay.
And I mean, think Nick Cushing is good enough to get that done.
Cacha Acevedo, Nicolas Acevedo, also went to a Brazilian club, Bahia, something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to miss him.
So, and I think, was he one of the best midfielders? No, but he was a very, very good backup. And when there were injuries, I think he really, really stepped up and showed. Yeah. Santi. Rodriguez is officially gone. I just saw a photo of him back at Montevideo.
Right. Is he going back to Nacional?
Montevideo. That's where he is.
Oh, he's at Montevideo Torque?
Torque, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he. This is a big change. NYCFC.
Which is weird because you would assume NYCFC is higher on that city ladder.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he wants wants a change of scenery or something. I don't know. But it's looking like NYCFC as of right now. I don't even think they have enough players.
Bro,
right?
We ain't got a lot of time, bro.
Season starts in pretty
soon.
How many
picks they got in the draft? I've never asked that question before.
So look, they do have a great academy. The kid, Maximo Carrizo, what's his name?
I don't know.
He's like the 14-year-old.
Yeah. He looks incredible.
Who is, I did see he got a call up to the Argentinian U14, like a youth thing. So now he has like kind of the choice where to pick. But if we have a 14-year-old that's getting called up by Argentina, that's a good sign.
It's a World Cup winner.
Okay. This kid, he's 14. He won a World Cup.
He won a World Cup already. I think we're doing all right.
So
also, Nick Red said, quit your crying. NYCFC just won MLS Cup. New York Red Bull has gotten rid of their captain 5 years in a row and going for 6.
Aaron Long, he signed the LAFC, announced him. He's another player who had a lot of options. I thought he was going to go to Europe, but
It seems odd to me that he didn't make that choice because he had the availability, but I think he's at the point of his career where he's like, to try to earn that now at, 32?
I don't know how old Aaron Long is. I got to confirm. But he did say that he's from California. So he said that the chance
30 years old.
The chance to play in front of his family was probably too.
Bro, your family, fly him out to Europe.
He said it was too good to pass up, and it is what it is. I'm sure he's getting paid a fair amount as well. He's obviously a great player and was with the Red Bulls. But I think this is going to be a very defining year for the New York Red Bulls because it's NYCFC announcing a stadium, losing in the playoffs the way they did in last season. It's look, I don't know how much fans are fed up, but it's getting to the point that Rebel fans are so fed up that they're tired of complaining. And then
also,
when, at that point,
they're kind of indifferent now.
Yeah, it's a little bit, even from when, you know, when we really started playing to pay attention to MLS when NYCFC got in the league, it's dissipated the vitriol.
The fervor.
Yeah, you need to be more angry and toxic.
They don't care about us. They're mad at their own front office. If you did another one of those town halls, I mean, think about the height. When they beat us 7-0, right?
Yeah.
Think about how those fans just felt like they were on top of the world. They had just won Supporter Shield. You know, they were worried that this big, club is going to come in and start buying a lot of players. We had some big name players, but they were able to turn it around and beat us at every time, right?
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't win a game against them. And now those tides have completely turned.
Totally.
Completely turned.
Yeah.
And their fans are like dejected. A lot of them have like stopped supporting Red Bull altogether, which if we're just looking at this as MLS fans, it's like, yeah, it's fun to beat you guys, right? You know, we're NYCFC fans. It's fun to win the derby. But, bro, you got to be a club. You can't just be an empty stadium in Harrison.
Yeah, it's even like, you know, I think of the like Liverpool-Everton rivalry within Liverpool, and there's a...
Mike Red wants to correct you, though. He said they're not tired of complaining. They're excellent at complaining.
I got a degree in complaining. Yeah.
If anything, I've only started to hit my peak as a complainer.
Maybe my timeline is just not, it's not where I'm not crossing paths. I don't see it as much as I used to. But the, what point was I going to make before you interrupted?
What were you talking about?
I forgot because you interrupted exactly.
So did I.
Okay. all right. A couple other rumors I've heard. I saw this being tweeted out a little bit. Juan Fernando Quintero of the Colombian national team. He was playing at where was he playing? At River Plate, I think it was the last team he was playing.
I would know. I'm a massive fan. Man, if only they wouldn't have taken that damn website down.
But great play. You remember his goal in the World Cup, the one that he hit under the wall and the near post.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He's had a couple really, really great moments. Yeah, that was in 2014. I think he had an injury that left him out for a while, but he's like a guy who's kind of like, what is his real potential? Nobody really knows.
Right.
But definitely seen and very well respected from Colombian fans. So I think Columbus Crew getting a player like this would be huge. But they are the rumored club to possibly be able to get him. Joseph Martinez, Robin Seguini, I saw this in the chat. She mentioned this. Joseph Martinez is rumored to have a lot of interest from Inter Miami, and it looks like Atlanta United might be done with the Joseph Martinez project. Which I thought he said he wanted to retire in Atlanta.
That doesn't mean he can't. He owns a home there. But it seems like they don't want him. And I forgot who said it in the chat, but I want to say it's Justin Freeberg. He said holding on to players or getting too emotional about players can lead to downfall, essentially. I'm paraphrasing because I can't find it. But he said you got to be cutthroat and cold. And to some degree, I think this is the right choice by Atlanta. Obviously, the fans are going to be upset that I said that. The fans want him to stay. But there's only so long that someone of his ilk will remain at that level. And the fact that he had the issues that he had last season, flipping the table, all these other things.
The rice all over
right?
the ground.
Arroz con pollo por todo lado. So whatever.
It's hard to come back from arroz con pollo all over the ground.
I gotta be honest, my mom ain't letting you back in the house. You know what I mean? But if we're really going to talk about it, whatever happened around that situation seems to have been bad enough where Felipe Cardenas even said that if he were to come back to training, he would be training by himself. They don't even want him in full training.
Yeah.
He's not a part of their plans.
It's difficult to think of Joseph Martinez as this toxic figure because he's just been so beloved by the club and seemingly by his teammates. But it's just, I think the you know, once Tata Martino left and then De Boer and then Pineda, it's just... It just hasn't worked out, and I think maybe they feel like he's too much of a big figure.
You do have to, you gotta cut the snake at the head. You know what I mean,
bro?
But
why was Tata able to manage it?
Because he was the name.
Okay.
And he's the reason they won. And he's the reason these people came. You heard Miguel Almirón said, all I know is I got a call from my agent, said there was this team called Atalanta. He didn't even know it was Atlanta. Right. He said they wanted me to play. He goes, I didn't even know where it was. I didn't know what country it was. All I heard was Tata Martino wanted me to be there, and yeah. I went. You are the guy. You're the leader. Okay. Right now, Josef Martínez is essentially the de facto leader. He is the big name on that team.
Yeah.
And you cannot have that.
Robin says, Justin said, no arroz, no party. I mean, yeah. This is great.
Robin said, Jesus fucking Christ, can we stop talking about the arroz con pollo? I promise you on this show, we will never stop talking about arroz con pollo.
Robin also said, Josef has been in zero pictures/videos from the club so far. Yeah, they did return to training. I did see Miles Robinson came back, so that's great to see.
Here's a big question.
Go for it.
If you have to fill your channel, your club room up with player profiles and big moments in history, do you avoid having stuff with Josef Martínez?
I mean, I think this is, you're going to have, you know,
just a blurry player scoring a goal.
Workplace issues. But no, you be as professional as possible. You got to do what you got to do. I don't think anything that's happened with Josef has crossed the line of anything being like personal.
Wait, don't say that because we don't know. I don't think so.
I haven't seen anything. No one's reported anything that he's like a complete asshole and has been disrespectful to anybody. I think he wants to win and he wants the team to play a certain way. And when the team struggles, he voices it and maybe makes it too much of a distraction or it's a little problematic for the team. So, look, I get it. It's, again, because of this mural, you don't see many murals of MLS players, that especially guys that like had just arrived in Atlanta. He had only been there 2 years or whatever before, all this artwork and murals are being painted of him. You know, shout out to Anibal, the homie, MLS Twerks.
Atlanta Heat previously.
Atlanta Heat. But he he made a shirt that says Josef Martínez changed Atlanta, Georgia. And there was a picture of Josef wearing the shirt as well.
And we know our homie, what's his name? Sheska.
Brandon.
Brandon, who gave him the flag and he put it on his
boat. Yeah. No, so he's very much ingratiated himself with
not anymore. The Atlanta community. Now you're going to have to go to Miami
And I think this is why a lot of fans, unless Atlanta United really turns things around, people are going to side with Josef over the team.
So, okay, we got rid of Tati in the middle of the season.
Mm-hmm.
We got rid of Hebert. Should NYCFC go after Josef Martínez?
Somebody suggested this as well. I saw this. I wouldn't be mad at it.
I'd love it.
I'd love it. I think
he would love playing on that tiny pitch too.
I think do I know if he would fit in well? I don't exactly know.
It's a bunch of Latinos on this team.
Is that all it takes?
Yeah.
Alexis is like, y'all, you Spanish? You Spanish? All right, y'all besties now.
Yeah. I'm going to sit y'all together. Look, while y'all weren't watching, I handcuffed both of y'all arms together.
Okay. Kirby D said, he is Atlanta. It would be more of a problem if he was not seen. I mean, like, not a part of it.
Justin Fury said, if Alexis left the Cooligans, he'd be flipping over a table with pizza and cold brew. That's how we know it'd be serious.
I know Philadelphia Union did re-sign Daniel Gazdag. So that was a good sign. Anything else that stood out? Oh yeah, well, a couple more rumors.
Josef would become the third coolie.
This is from Jason Lee, and he says Minnesota United have made a $5 million plus sell-ons offer to Jeonbuk, which is a team in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Who
a really good team, by the way.
Yeah, they've won the championship a bunch of it. And then my friend Amori, if you remember from years ago, we had gotten scarves and I think a shirt or something from this team from Jeonbuk, because he was living there teaching English.
And he knew someone who worked there, right? Or he bought it?
No, he was there. I think it was like he got season tickets or whatever. Okay. Cho Gu-sung, he's the guy from the World Cup who was
like a superstar.
Superstar, bro. Scored a bunch of goals.
This is
a
Heung-sun B.
Okay. But I don't know. I had to catch him up, bro, because he was getting, there's something, he got like a couple million Instagram followers. People fell in love with this handsome Korean man during the World Cup. But for,
Mines and Celtic are also considered to be in the running. So
yes, but for look, I like to see big moves like this from MLS clubs to try to bring in. Look, the, especially you know, we've said this whole bunch. Everybody's watching the World Cup. Some people are like, "Oh, I never seen this. Who's this guy?" And it's everybody's
also
like,
this guy became a sex symbol in this country. And you see how wild South Korea goes for Heung Min Son. If you could get just a little bit of that, give me some of them crumbs, bro.
Okay.
Take your shirt off.
Let's get that Korean love out here. Let's do it.
Bro.
So, look, it would be a dope move, I think, for Minnesota, who could definitely use a striker like that. Anything else?
Kirby D said, Andrew, not the Magic City reference. Lemon pepper wet is the way to go. Really wet. Damn, we still talking about wings, bro? Yo, lemon pepper wet is low-key undefeated.
Have I had lemon pepper wet?
Did we not have this together? No, that's right.
I don't think I've.
I went to JR Crickets without you.
Damn, bro, how could you?
Yeah, fun times. Shouts to Atlanta, bro.
Okay. Andrew Johnson said, hopefully Atlanta fans can protect Derek Etienne when he's out at Magic City or getting winged at 2:30 a.m.
Yeah, remember his chain got stolen? He was out at a bar. Columbus.
Was that him?
Yeah. He posted about it on social media and I think deleted it and then put it back up because he got the chain back, maybe.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it was a bunch of college football fans or something.
Okay.
He was at the bar by himself. And
I don't remember this.
I don't know what happened, but eventually.
I remember him getting pulled over. I remember that.
Yeah, no, he got jumped. He got jumped.
Okay. Well, we'll get Derek to confirm.
Derek, come back on the show, bro.
I am happy for Derek Etienne, who definitely getting a lot of love and I think a well-deserved opportunity.
Especially because of the way he left. Red Bull was under such duress.
Yeah. He left with, I think people not really seeing, he didn't reach his full potential. And I think he was doubted a little bit. And in Columbus, especially after he got an assist in the MLS Cup final, and just
big assist.
Yeah. Great shift out in Columbus. So I know a lot of Columbus Crew fans are going to miss him, but I think Atlanta have a lot to be excited about. I think he's going to do really, really well out there.
I'm excited for him too. I think this is a perfect place for him.
Kevin Sines at LAFC runs the MLS. Okay.
I mean, you did win, so we'll let you have it.
We'll see what happens.
Did you hear that Jim Curtin hasn't been contacted for the men's national team?
I did hear that. That's why I put it up on screen.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were going to talk about it.
Yes. For the U.S. men's national team job, we don't know exactly what is going to... we know Anthony Hudson will be coaching in the upcoming friendlies. But what do you think? Do you think Jim Curtin should have interest in this job right now?
In the men's national team?
Yeah.
I think unfortunately, Jim Curtin is where Jesse Marsh was, where I think he should be looking at and he should be getting looked at by Europe. He should be getting opportunities in Europe. He's clearly proven that he's a good coach.
Yeah.
And he's a good manager, regardless of the type of squad you give him. He makes really, really smart substitutions in big games. I think he also has a way of sort of giving players confidence that they're being brought in to do a certain job, so on and so forth. So, yeah, I'm looking at a coach like Jim Curtin and saying, all right, this dude should get a chance somewhere. You know what I mean?
And look, I would assume that he has had some European interest and probably hasn't found like the right fit. I mean, and what he's been able to do with the Philadelphia Union is incredible. And I'm sure he has a lot of influence and say that he would have to, it would probably be difficult to have at another club and essentially start over. I wouldn't say his time is up with the Union I think if they win MLS Cup, a couple months ago, I think the conversation is stronger for that next move.
I think Union need to do whatever they can do to keep him.
I agree. And look, clearly the players love him, and they play for him, and just the roster decisions that they've always made. You always think like, oh, you know, losing this player when they got rid of Santos to Cincinnati, and it was like, damn, he was like good, he's pacey.
What about not having Elsinho? We're like, oh, he's not gonna be able to pull this guy off the bench anymore.
Right. But even still, it's just like it doesn't matter who sort of comes up, who steps up next. you know, they always seem to perform. Like, mm-hmm. and I was like, even Paxton Aronson going to Eintracht Frankfurt, I'm like, oh man, he's like, he never got to show the potential. Like
showed some of it, not as much as his brother.
Like at the Union. So,
but
I'm
his
like,
brother opened the door for American players to be a bit more like he furthered the conversation, yeah. And also for Ollie Aronsons to get offers to go to Europe.
Right, right.
The yeah. dog is getting looked at by by Rangers, bro.
So I wanted to play this because since we're talking about the U.S. men's national team, Ricardo Pepi was on a podcast.
Also, thanks so much for hanging out with us. I know we're going super long today.
Not that long.
You.
We're part of the usual. Ricardo Pepi was on a. I don't want to butcher the name of the Conveel Minder the podcast.
It looks like a Groningen. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. fan podcast, because that's our logo in the middle of the
right.
And
badge. They asked him about not getting called up to the U.S. men's national team, and this was his response.
Yeah, I remember exactly the moment. You know, I hopped on a phone call with a national team coach, and you know, he said that I wasn't on the roster. So then I just hung up the phone on him.
Like, did you ask why?
No, not really. To be honest, you know, it was just something that I was in shock. You know, I was in shock because it took me like 5 minutes to be able to like just get it in my mind. You know, at first I thought it was like a, you know, I just couldn't believe it. You know, and then. I was just talking to the coach, and then when we hung up the phone, then I just called my agent immediately, and then I called my dad, and then they thought I was playing with them. So, yeah, I mean, it was something that, you know, I was shocked, to be honest. And, you know, like I said, I use every situation, and every situation like this is always going to make me hungry, and it's always going to motivate me to keep working and working hard.
So this is the first line. I mean, he said, he told me I wasn't going to the World Cup, and I hung up on him.
Okay. Can I just say, that might not be the most mature way of two things, handling that situation, and then why are you telling us about it?
I mean, if I visualize that, somebody just giving me bad news, and you know, to my employer, or, you know, my coach is saying...
What's he supposed to say?
I mean...
Let's be honest. Look, players have, especially strikers, they have big personalities, you know, big emotions. I don't think we're viewing this as disrespectful. I think him talking about it is more disrespectful than doing it. Because if, what's he supposed to be like, yo, that's crazy. What's he supposed to say?
I would say when you say what he's supposed to say, he should say something that rather than I hung up the phone on him.
I don't think Coach Berhalter will hold this against him as much as you can't do this to your boss.
Okay.
Your boss calls you and says like, yo, we don't need you for that project. Click. Hello.
So, and it sounds like, maybe he's exaggerating a little bit. It doesn't sound like, because later on when he says, you know, kind of clarifying, it doesn't sound like he actually, hey, you're not going to the World Cup, and boom, I didn't hear another word. Anything, yeah. You know, I didn't hear another word that Greg said. It might have been, it sounded like he was just in such shock that he couldn't hear anything else that Greg was saying.
That's relatable.
Right, right. And you know, this is part of you know, the story of the U.S. men's national team at the World Cup, on top of the other dozen stories that came
out
of it.
We're a big goddamn soap opera, bro. We don't want to be.
All right.
But also, I mean, when you look at like, remember when we were there, we were told there was a rumor floating around that Pepi was a part of the plan until the phone call. Something happened on that phone call, and that's why he was no longer a part of the plan. Do you remember hearing that when we were at the reveal, the roster reveal?
Yes. Somebody
again. That's a
this.
Pure rumor. We don't know that for sure.
Right, right. Let's be careful what we say, because you know it'll get clipped.
No. It was a rumor.
It was a rumor. Yeah. But and if this is the, there's no way that there was a possibility he was gonna have a shot, and then this phone call happened. Like, the decision was clearly made. He just,
if we're taking him at face value,
which I'm going to.
Right. What I will assume though. And one of the things is, if you go back to the Giarena situation, remember Giarena on his phone call was told that he would not be a big part of it. Remember? There was like that whole thing of like, hey man, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if that happened on the phone call or like the first week in training when, you know, he was maybe not showing as much gusto out there.
Sure.
Again, I'm trying to navigate through all this bullshit.
No, I look, but I respect.
Do you think maybe Pepi got
news that he's like, hey, man, you're not going to be the starter. And he reacted so negatively. We were like, we don't even want this dude in the camp.
Oh, I have no idea. I can only speculate. I do not know.
That could be a possibility.
I'm going to assume that that Pepe was not brought to the World Cup because of the incredibly poor form he had at Augsburg. He was doing well at Groningen, scoring a bunch of goals, so you can understand it was like a late stretch of like, yo, maybe I can get an opportunity. I haven't heard anything about him as a person or his character that would suggest that they wouldn't have wanted him there. But I don't have.
Except
I'm not
for
privy.
What he just told you, which is that he hung up on the coach.
That is.
That's usually.
It's not a good sign.
It's not a great sign.
But he's a kid. He's also a kid.
But you're asking the kid to be professional.
I am asking that.
Yeah.
So
we all are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So but do I think this should hurt his chances in the future or anything like that? No, but I think a lot of people were upset. People handled it differently. I mean, Paul Arriola, he put out a long statement. He was very sad about it. But who knows? Paul Arriola may have thrown his phone across the room for all I know.
I don't know. Text Pepe, hang up on him.
I could understand people being frustrated and people being upset. But if it went like this, where he just like literally just hung up the phone.
And yeah, if we're going to take it at face value.
Then, that ain't cool. Like, you gotta take the L.
I might forgive him. I might call him back, and if he don't pick up, that's when I'm mad.
Ooh, okay.
I don't mind me delivering bad news, you taking it badly. Because I deliver bad news, it's okay that you take it badly. I can't ask everyone to be completely cold-hearted too, or, slow to react to bad news. But if I call you back and you don't pick up, or you don't call me back immediately after I call you up and you don't pick up, because maybe you did throw the phone and now you got to find it. You know what I mean? If that's the case, then, we done.
Okay. A couple other ones. Victor Wanyama resigns with Montreal.
That's right. New logo, Montreal. We're off the snowflake. Back to the Florida League.
Club de Foot.
I think they changed that too.
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, it's right there. Right there. The two more, yeah.
You mean they have a new logo, but the name is the same.
They did stay with CF Montreal.
Yeah. CF still Montreal. There. Still there. So, anything else that we may have missed? We're trying to cover as much as possible. A lot has happened, obviously, in the last couple. Oh, yeah, this is one that I wanted to make sure we got to, because obviously the World Cup was going on. But LA Galaxy have been fined.
Oh, yeah, they got a pow-pow.
They got a pow-pow.
Oh, my God.
They were doing what Inter Miami was doing and paying some players a little bit under the table.
So Beckham's former team pulls a Beckham.
Yes, Major League Soccer. This happened December 2nd, but Major League Soccer announces sanctions for LA Galaxy for violating salary, budget, and roster guidelines. And in 2019, they paid Christian Pavon, the winger for LA Galaxy, who was playing pretty well, but then he
also was a big name at that time, being considered by some big clubs in Europe, and shows up as a TAM player. And we're like, huh,
interesting, how'd that work out?
Damn, you must be good negotiators.
and then Christian Pavon also went back to Argentina and then got involved. I think he was some sexual assault charge, and he's dealing with a lot of stuff right now.
Yeah, he's no longer a hot prospect,
right? And but the fine was. Pretty rough. LA Galaxy signed. They fined $1 million, and they lose $1 million in general allocation money, and they also lose an international roster spot. And LA Galaxy president Chris Klein has been suspended from any sporting related responsibilities through the conclusion of the primary transfer window in 2023. So, this window, we're currently in the primary transfer window in MLS.
And aren't they banned? Isn't the club have a transfer ban?
I don't see that.
I thought that was another thing.
No. That was the specific penalty was the $1 million fine, $1 million loss in GAM, and loss of an international roster spot. So LA Galaxy,
sign Americans or Canadians?
They kind of sputtered into the playoffs last season. Constantly underachieving team. LA Galaxy fans are just like, please make these changes. We're going to be seeing a lot of clubs history content. It feels like in 2023, that's the only success we're going to see.
We're going to, one whole 3-minute block is going to have the word redacted over it.
Hey, forget this loss. Look at what Kobe Jones did in the 1996.
Not bad. Hey, listen.
Why are we talking about today when there's so much to talk about with yesterday?
Remember when Alexi Lalas was GM?
Look at these kids. Hey, Gen Z, you guys love the old kids.
So I feel bad for LA Galaxy. Hopefully they don't have too rough of a season, but this is the $1 million loss in GAM is going to really, kind of keep them hamstrung. I don't know what they're going to.
Well, they've worked around it before.
They'll figure something out. Justin Freeber said, oh, look, the Galaxy can be punished for things.
Wow. Felipe Ramos put Giroud to club de foot Montreal.
Oh, yeah, Giroud is it in the summer that he's going to leave Inter?
I would assume it's at the end of his season.
Is he Inter Milan or AC Milan? He's at AC Milan. Yeah. I know some Milan fans are like, how dare he?
Yeah, yeah. It's the other Milan, you son of a bitch.
Okay, the other...
Would you want Giroud in the league?
I'll take Giroud to NYCFC in a heartbeat.
Yo,
come to NYCFC,
you
bro.
You think we won't eat baguettes with you, bro?
Bro, I will be... Apple, hire me as far as the NYCFC content team to just brush Giroud's hair, okay?
Hire me to smell it.
It's tag team. We'll do it.
You get one of us, you get us both. Also, real quick, show them what you got. Count to three in French.
Un, deux, trois.
Done, bro.
Got it.
One, two, three. We brushing and smelling your hair.
Quatre, song.
Oh, whatever he said, bro. Croissant.
Okay. All the Montreal fans are like, yo, I'm going to start touring a little bit more. Right? This guy's speaking to me.
Yo, check this out. Un jambon beurre, comme trois en deux. I just said, yo, let me get the ham and butter sandwich cut in half.
Hey, okay. A couple other things to wrap up. Justin Freeber said, Alexis with Lady and the Tramp, a baguette with Giroud for content.
No, bro, we would both die.
We don't need cameras anywhere, actually. We need content. I'll be content with it. Yeah. Okay. A couple of things in NWSL that I wanted to make sure we announced. Dabinha.
Robinson, can you put too much butter?
Okay, remember it. All right. Join the Patreon so you can get
jokes. You got to hit the Patreon so you know. Christian being asked to eat French food is one of the funniest things ever.
Dabinha to Kansas City.
This is huge.
This is wild.
And Marta resigned, by the way, in Orlando. How old is Marta now?
Marta is 98 years old, bro. No. She is crushing it.
Good God.
Dabinha, obviously a Brazilian baller, was at North Carolina. What a coincidence. Look at the trending topics. Gwen Stefani. Are they listening to us?
Also, Heming's son is there.
Look at that. They can't see it on the screen. But
Well, you can't see it, but it looks like he's ripping into one of those weird weed smoker things that people use. You know where you put the bud in the one end and you suck it out the other? You light the top of it? I forget what it's called.
A bong?
No. It's a bong is the big thing.
Yeah.
The little mini joints they sell on the street.
They look like an alien's head. A little pipe thing.
Yeah, a little pipe. It looks like he's using that, but it's him doing this thing.
He's doing that. Anyway, okay, I'm glad we stopped the show.
Yo, him and his son get it, bro. He don't care about laws, dog.
Dabinha left, she was a free agent, left North Carolina and has joined Kansas City. Kansas City Current are now looking, it's Samuels, Lynn Williams, Morgan Gautrat.
Dude, they got a beast of a line.
Solid lineup.
And Satali reminds us Mahomes is now part owner.
That's right. I just saw that earlier today. Mm-hmm. He's already the owner, part owner of Sporting Kansas City. And his wife is the owner, one of the owners, I think one of the majority owners of Kansas City Current.
And now he joins in.
And he's like, I want to own the team too.
I'm familiar with just to go to the party.
Okay. But this is a huge, huge move. And Dabinha had reportedly a ton of offers from European clubs. And I think for her to choose to stay in NWSL says a lot. I think still says a lot about the quality of the league as well. I think
NWSL got to worry, man.
Yeah,
European clubs are starting to, the European leagues, not all of them, but I mean, there's a lot of leagues that are really starting to put in some competition for, you know, the eyes of women's football. And some of these, there's not that many superstar players that also bring a lot of views and a lot of asses into seats that are available just yet. Obviously, that grows with the growth of the sport.
And they're starting to make a play for a lot of them.
What I do like is that transfers in women's football and women's soccer is starting to they're starting to be a real economy around it.
Hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's you're seeing it in, especially in England, the Women's Super League, in France. It's now becoming, you know, obviously it's not
the
same. The
Women's FA Cup final was a massive success in England. Yeah, yeah. These things are huge.
But the degree of like people getting excited about, because I think, you know, I think generally people within the soccer world understand how significant the transfer window is, but it's more than simply like, oh, who are they going to sign? It's literally like, this may change the trajectory of our club for the next decade. And yeah, and people go into it with that kind of hope and
you make the right choice, you can level yourself up to a point you weren't before. Al Nassr is a great example. Probably not the signing I would have made, but you saw what happened to their social media numbers and stuff.
Yeah, dude.
You can make a major difference in your club with a strong transfer window.
Yeah, and the fact that there is going to be a lot of, like, I mean, the NWSL draft is coming up next week on Tuesday, I believe. But the fact that that the business of women's soccer is growing, it's only going to lead to more opportunities for players and you know, bigger contracts and stuff like that. But it is getting to, I like seeing, and I like that teams have done this deliberately, like Chelsea, you know, you see Arsenal do this a lot. They'll, you know, the Arsenal account will just say like, you know, they signed a female player, but they'll just say like, we signed so-and-so. And yeah, it's like, then people are like, oh, but that's a woman. Why aren't you saying the word? And it's like, no.
We're Arsenal.
We're Arsenal.
These are the academy is Arsenal.
Yeah.
The women's team is Arsenal. The men's team is Arsenal.
Yeah.
The reserves are Arsenal. The coaches are Arsenal. The front office is Arsenal. We're Arsenal. And I think that's great.
Yeah. So that's why I kind of want to just highlight the fact that, I mean, this is a big move, but the fact that this is kind of making an impression where people are like, oh shit, where'd she go? Like that is probably 5-6 years ago, we weren't necessarily used to seeing that, especially right, in NWSL and in women's soccer. So it's great to see. And I'm glad she's sticking around in NWSL. We saw her play we've seen her a couple of times, but in the final against the Red Stars when we were there in 2019, she's a beast. She's great.
When are you getting an all-star game, NWSL?
Great question. No, they got the Challenge Cup that people don't seem to... people are getting tired of the Challenge Cup.
Yeah.
Which during COVID, I mean, NWSL was the first sports league that started back up again, and everybody was tuning in. And, Houston Dash obviously won the initial Challenge Cup. But now it's... People are like, I don't know.
Do we need this?
It's like there were a couple injuries during the Challenge Cup where it's like, all right, maybe this is too intense for the beginning of the season. And I think it's going to go into the season a little bit more, like kind of FA Cup style, like mid-season.
Right. You know what? The regular season should be to qualify for the Challenge Cup.
But then what are the NWSL playoffs? Okay. All right. Didn't know that was a joke was happening.
No. It's not a joke. I'm trying to mess up. I'm trying to scramble your brain, bro.
JG said, unfortunately, my interest in women's transfer started when players were refusing to work under certain coaches and management. Look, we were going to talk about that as well, because the
NWSL has levied their disciplinary findings.
Yeah, yeah. They've sanctioned more people and
everyone who was a part of the investigation, who was being looked at or investigated.
Yes. Yeah, so they issued it. And look. I'll say this before we do this. I'm getting tired of negative news within NWSL. First of all, I wish it just wouldn't happen.
Right.
But I think that we're in the middle of that cleansing. We're still in the middle of it, of just like get rid of the rot. And yeah, and this is hopefully this is the tail end of that. And I think it feels like people are taking more seriousness in like fixing this going right forward.
And look, from the past, and I know that's probably at this point like three regimes ago.
Yeah.
But in the past, people have been unwilling to make these decisions because of the, you got to keep the league going, blah, blah. this is what making these decisions, I think, is what gives you the health to not just have the league going, makes the players feel safe, players want to come to this league, and keeps your league successful. So these are really important decisions that are being made.
So the first sanctions that you see here on the screen, Paul Riley, Christy Holly, Rory Dames, and Richie Burke, all who were, you know, have just mountains of just horrible things that they've either done or said. You know, they are now permanently banned from NWSL. So I think this
is suspensions of future in employment, one of which has been on our show.
Right.
Greg Harrington is ineligible to work to an NWSL in any capacity for 2 years. And Elise LeHue, who used to be over at Gotham, is ineligible to work in the NWSL in any capacity for 2 years as well.
Yeah. So there's been a couple. Farid Benstiti, who was the OL Reign coach, I think, remember, was Lindsay Horan that mentioned when she was
in France.
He was the one that was critiquing
her about her weight.
Her weight and things like that. I mean, you can see the whole, the whole statement on the NWSL website.
But I guess if you're an NWSL fan in particular, this is what you'd hope to see, right?
Yeah, the main ones, Chicago Red Stars fined $1.5 million. And then it says further, Arnim Whistler, who's the owner of the team, the majority owner, he is going to be selling the team. And then Portland Thorns were fined $1 million. And, Merritt Paulson, this was like a confusing thing because it was like initially a donation. And then they're like, nah, dude, yeah, this is a fine. You got to pay this.
Right.
And we all know everything that happened, involved with the Thorns. But look, this is the fans being completely tired of it. And it's nice to see some real and severe penalties. I mean, it might not, in the grand scheme of things, these penalties may not seem like a lot of money based on, especially in men's soccer and stuff like that, maybe. But for an NWSL team, this is quite a lot of money. And hopefully this will be the things that will direct real change. So
yeah, and shouts to Andrew Johnson, who just put this up. I did not see this. Apparently, HBO Max, I believe, will show its first ever live domestic sports coverage with a friendly between the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team and New Zealand Soccer Team. And Kyle Martino,
got
the gig. It looks like it will be Luke Wildman, known for his play-by-play work in Canada for TSN, Julie Foudy, who obviously we know from ESPN, and Kyle Martino got the job. Congrats. Kyle.
Good for him.
Right. Former U.S. stars DeMarcus Beasley and Shannon Box are also attached as analysts. Sarah Walsh, ESPN and Fox veteran, will also have a four-year start for the university. And ESPN, Fox, and Fubo TV veteran Melissa Ortiz, who also played for the Canadian national team, will serve as a reporter. Shouts to Melissa Ortiz.
Awesome. Congratulations.
This is crazy. WBD Sports. I don't know what that is, but...
Sweet. Juan Vargas said, breaking news, Christian Polanco tired of being tired.
Yeah.
Done with it.
Warner Brothers Discovery Sports is HBO Max and TNT.
Juan also said, Richie Burke looked like a human Flintstone chewable. I remember Flintstone chewable. Is that still a thing? People still have Flintstones. Are Flintstones relevant?
But hey, Haribo, is that the only gummy bear that you know? Wasn't there like a hood gummy bear that wasn't Haribo?
There were a lot of, like at my local supermarket, I remember seeing like a,
wasn't
I don't even remember
like a
the
brand.
Was
like gummy bears spelled G-U-M-M-I?
Not
I
to my
eating that.
Not to my knowledge. Okay.
Somebody asked me. I'm like, yo, Haribo can't be the only gummy bear brand. There were other gummy bears.
Okay. Yeah, this is important stuff. Douglas coming through in the chat. Thank you. All right. Anything else before we wrap up? We've been going. This is a longer show than usual, but thank you for hanging out with us.
If you're watching, you still have time to send us a super chat or whatever those things are called.
Yeah.
For free to send us money.
I Am La Lucha won the $10 challenge.
Twice. Shouts to I Am La Lucha.
Juan said, Googling hood gummy bears.
Oh, Gummy Bears with the I was a TV show.
All right. I didn't tune in.
I thought that was like a hood candy.
Okay. All right. Let's wrap up. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you follow us on all social channels at Soccer Cooligans. Subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. And leave a review on the podcast, on Apple Podcasts, if you like. And if you're listening on Spotify, leave 5 stars. Let's do some Patreon shout outs. Thank you so much for all the new...
We got a lot of new people.
A lot of new members. Trip Norman. Shout out to Trip.
What a name. Nahum Alem.
Let's go.
We love you.
Chris Martinez.
Let's go. Shouts to Eric. One name only.
Doesn't need a surname.
Hi, we know who you are, fam. Thanks for joining.
Jared. I skipped one. But Jared Cifuentes. Shout out to Jared. Also, a reminder, that a lot of people that have been joining, please... if you haven't gotten the link to the Slack channel, yeah. Please reach out in Patreon. Just send us a message and we'll get you that.
We're talking to you directly. Walter Munnings. Munnings?
Munnings.
Let's go.
Money Munnings. Nana Darko. Shout out to Nana Darko.
And shouts to Cap. That's all it says. No Cap. Thanks for joining.
So shout out to everybody who's joined. Patreon.com/SoccerCooligans. Feel free to get on there. If you want to get the reference at Robin Tagini, the joke that she was making, you can go see our PSG vlog that we made.
It's too much butter.
Okay. It's a classic in the Cooligans lexicon.
Yes.
So feel free to...
A moment that will live in infamy in my heart.
So head over there. Anything else? I think we're good.
I think we did it, baby.
Another show. We crushed it.
You guys are awesome. It's nearly a 2-hour episode. So thank you so much for hanging out with us. You guys are incredible. Like everything Christian said... Do everything, hit all the buttons, everything that'll help us out.
We'll see you next week. Peace, everybody.
Love you guys.